Portrait of a Karen by Admiral Biscuit. She always arranged her pillows before getting to bed. She'd levitate them up in her magic, examine them, maybe poke them with a hoof, and either stack them in a pillow pile or reject them until she finally achieved pillow perfection. There was a lot I didn't know about her. For one, we didn't speak the same language. She was good at pantomime, good enough that I could always figure out what she was saying. And despite the language barrier, she liked to talk. When she pantomimed, she'd talk too, even though she knew I couldn't understand a word she was saying. Sometimes she'd sing. It was almost like she just liked hearing her own voice, like she feared if she felt silent it might last forever. She'd listen to me too when I talked. One or both ears would cock in my direction, depending on what else she was focusing on, and would stay laser focused as long as I was speaking. I thought that hooves would be a detriment, but besides her magic, her hooves were cloven, able to pick up things she couldn't squeeze on. Some of her own things, built for ponies, that didn't surprise me. Other things, built by humans for humans, she could interact with those too. I tried myself. Tried instead of gripping the normal way, spraying my fingers in a weird Vulcan pose, and decided I could pick up things too. Not as efficiently as with a proper hand grip, but well enough. Sometimes she wanted the couch to herself, other times she'd tap the cushions impatiently, a signal I ought to be sitting there. As often as not, once I'd take my seat, she'd put her head on my lap or stretch out along my leg, demanding mane pats or ear scratches I was only too happy to provide. Other times, I'd be lazing on the couch after a day that didn't bear thinking about. The TV turned to something mindless and stupid, and without an invitation, she'd climb up and nuzzle me, snuggle up against me. She was always soft and warm and comforting. The scales on her back were weird if I stroked them the wrong way, and she didn't like that either, hissing at me. There are still cultural misunderstandings. But on the most important levels, I think we understand each other more often than not. Every morning I make my bed with nearly military precision. A quarter wouldn't bounce off it, but I wouldn't be embarrassed if better homes and gardens showed up with a photography crew. Cinderglow's bed is chaos until her ritual nightly pillow sorting, and while the contrast annoyed me at first, it doesn't anymore. I try to think of ways to pantomime the importance of a properly made bed, and failed. And by the time I'd resigned myself to the knowledge that I couldn't explain it, it didn't bother me enough to try and overcome our language barrier. Some of our differences are complementary. I like to shower in the mornings. She prefers waiting until the evening, and that prevents bathroom conflicts. Plus, it's another opportunity to unwind. She can hold a brush in a hoof or with her magic, but she often wants me to groom her. I'd heard that ponies were more touchy than humans, but hadn't mentally prepared myself for it. Not completely. Not enough that I was expecting the first time that she sat down in front of me, dropped the hairbrush she'd been holding in her mouth, and made grooming motions with a hoof. I couldn't turn her down. I couldn't let her down, so I picked up the brush and went to work, and she'd occasionally grimace as I hit a snag, until I got the art down, and now it was a routine evening task, and that didn't bother me a bit. And she wasn't one to just take. In the mornings, she was ready with brush and hoof. I wanted to tell her that I could do it myself, but I didn't know how, and I didn't want to hurt her feelings, and it wasn't that long before it was a usual morning thing. Cinderglow doesn't care that much what the TV's turned to. She never pays it that much attention anyways, and that's good for me. As long as people are talking on it, she's happy. Sometimes I'll find it tuned to the shopping channel or some long infomercial, and on rare occasions she's actually watching it, but mostly it's just background noise for her. I can change the channel with no frustrated hoof stomp, no head shake, just a flicker of ears in my direction. Sometimes I just leave it on whatever she set it on, and don't sit on the couch and rot my brain with too much TV. She stacked up her pillows just so, leaving two this time on the reject pile. Too soft? Too hard? I didn't know. Her pillowcases were a mismatch, and if I were a proper anthropologist, I might have been keeping track of which ones she liked and which ones she didn't on any given night. But I wasn't, and I didn't. Cinder Glow tapped a hoof on the bed, and at first I didn't figure it out, but she did it again, more insistently, and I obediently got up off the couch, clicking the power button on the remote. Hoof taps and pantomime made it clear that I was to lie where she'd indicated. She stretched a foreleg across my chest and offered me one of her hard-won pillows. It had been a good choice. Not too firm. She nestled against me, and I touched her head and ran my fingers through her mane. The same mane I'd recently spent time on. It was still tangle-free. I knew where she liked to be scratched behind the ears, and my hand was close already. Morning. I like making coffee. The smell helps me wake up. And a shower as well. Makes a bed. A bit of routine to start out the day. Cinder Glow's still draped across my chest. Morning can wait.
Hello and welcome back to Common Time with Visual Pony. I am Visual Pony and I'm here to remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Production through the links down in the description. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated. And now let's get into the meat of this. Okay, let me just say here that to choose these little stories right now, I either go to my read later list because a lot of you have sent in stories that you want me to read. But due to stuff going on in my real life, I don't have time to read all the really long ones that you've sent me. And that's why I go to FimFiction and either look through my read later ones, look for a certain word count that I can easily record before work or something like that. And this one I found in the recently approved stories that I actually have a bookmark for. And I liked the premise. I just liked it. We have this Celestia is in your bed, or there's a pony in my house, or stuff like that. But I've never seen a story that focuses on a Karen in your house. And I like the idea, you know? Because I kinda like the Karens as a race. At the C and the end with Morning Can Wait, it's also pretty nice. And just so you know, the short description of the story reads, "Living with a Karen is actually not that weird. There are language difficulties and cultural differences, but snuggling is universal." And that description was what got me into the story, and it did not disappoint. It is just a little bit of a description from the human's standpoint, from what I see here. But I think it does open the possibility for more. Maybe even something like My Little Karen. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Anyhow, the word for the day is cozy glow. Signing off, Visual Pony.